Listen to what Vern had to say about Seth Lugo, and he says they should trade Seth Lugo no matter how the next couple weeks go.
If I'm JJ, if I'm John Sherman, I'm praying Seth Lugo stays healthy tonight, and I'm hoping that price goes up and hoping that more teams stay in it, right? You want the Diamondbacks to stay in it so they don't make Zach Gallen available. You want the other right-handed trade options to stay on quality teams, because to me, in a market like this, even if the Royals get red hot and win every single game going into the All-Star break, you still need to trade Seth Lugo. If you're above 500, I still think you need to trade Seth Lugo, because if you're above 500, that means maybe this offense is starting to turn it around, because it's not just we're living and dying with our starting pitching. Again, it goes back to my edict to the front office. Prove to me that it's not a white flag and you can move Seth Lugo today. But until you can do that, let's take this thing to the deadline.
So that was Vern talking about how he thinks the Royals should handle, you know, Seth Lugo. I think, you know, the thing that's interesting now, I'm not saying, I was joking a little bit on and being sarcastic on Twitter earlier this morning, but at some point you do have to still field a rotation. So like, let's say they trade Seth Lugo.
Now Dallas Keuchel's
in it? Trade Michael Lorenzen. Ooh, both are realistic possibilities. Lorenzen, yeah. And now we know Reagans is at least out till the middle of August. Okay.
Yes.
So I know that, let's say they wait all the way up to the deadline. So the calendar flips to August 1st. And let's just say Seth Lugo and Lorenzen are gone. Okay. Your rotation at that point leaves you with Bubic, Michael Wacha, and Noah Cameron. That's three. Last time I checked, you can't just have a three-man rotation in baseball.
Bad idea.
Not a real. And Daniel Lynch is also on the IL currently, for those asking about him. So Rich Hill or Dallas Keuchel, one of them is going to pitch at some point this year for the Royals if they trade Lugo and Lorenzen.
I'm kind of torn on the Lugo stuff because I don't. This doesn't feel like a playoff team this year, just based on the recent losing streak, although they're winning again now, so maybe they're trying to re-enter that conversation. And so some of that maybe changed a little bit. But the reason why I think I'm for it is this is what small market teams who are successful and transactional do. You trade one thing for a different thing, and you just make yourself different in a better in a different way, or the same in a different way, in an effort to see if the pieces can come together still and make it work. And if that's the case, and I don't know, look, the AAA options outside of Keuchel or Rich Hill do not exist. The best AAA option at any point this year would have been Avila, and he's been on the injured list since the beginning of May, so he's never going to be available to you this year, unless you're going to pitch guys with like mid-5 ERAs like Champlain or dipping into the AA waters and Kuderna or some of these other names that you've heard probably at this point. There aren't a choice. I'm agreeing with you that Keuchel's probably going to start. The reason why I'd move Lugo is I would move Lugo for somebody with more control. I give someone the better player now, and I am about still winning this year, right? I am getting back a major league player. I'm getting back a player who helps me now. I am just getting back a player who possesses more control than the one I have now because I constantly need to be in movement. That was the biggest mistake I thought of the Dayton Moore era, is their unwillingness to be in movement, to be constantly making progress. You have to be doing stuff all the time as a small market team. You got to be that fantasy football owner who's way too damn involved in every part of it. You know, you have to be invested in every second. And I just think like when you're a small market team, you move Lugo for a different major league team to you're just moving. You're just doing stuff. So you sign Keuchel, so Keuchel can make two starts for you in August.
Yeah, look, I'm not against trading Lugo as the month progresses or whatever, especially if you can find an outfield bat that helps you beyond 25 and beyond 26 too. I need that guy to be here in 2027 as well, because we all know Seth Lugo has an opt out. Yeah, he theoretically could still sign with you in the offseason. But by the way, he can still do that whether you trade him or not. Like if you're
the
dollar amount to me will be too great for him to come back, because I think he's going to get a very nice payday in the offseason because he continues to pitch great. Good for him. But it doesn't prevent that from still happening. So you get a piece back or pieces back that help you for multiple years when you move on from a guy that maybe is done in 2 months. You know, that's why it's an intriguing option. Now that, you know, I understand the team this week is playing better, but still, like if this team was 5 or 10 above 500, I would be saying, no. You got to hold on to them. It sucks that you got to hold on to them, but that's not where they're going to be, Cody.
You're kind of in a middle point. You might have to rob Peter to pay Paul, and your starting pitching might be worse, but in an effort to make your offense better. And you're going to hope that that leads to the same number of wins, but with more control. I don't mind
Dallas Keuchel, though, doing
a
little bit.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that name in a while. I mean, he's a former Cy Young Award winner.
Yes, he is.
I'm surprised that none of these names, considering he's only a couple of shy of 3,000 strikeouts, if they're going to bring in every 40-year-old pitcher off the planet, you didn't make a call to Greinke, or is he just not pitching still?
Because he might not be. Keuchel had a workout last week, I guess.
Or does he not want to go do minor league stuff?
Well, that also could be part of it. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the scenario is.